WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for Saturday, May 1st. The search for the missing Buffalo State College student continues. Sanaya Dennis has been missing since last Saturday. Police said her cell phone last pinged near Goat Island in Niagara Falls. The family is still desperate for answers.
They're dedicating people to look for that. We requested it on Wednesday.
It's not important. Just be real, man. It's not important.
I'm not going to say that, sure, because it is important.
Not, because you trained not to say that. But it's not important. If it was really important, it's simple. 11 o'clock, right? 11 o'clock, she left the dorm. How long does it take to get the ping that you said you got on at Niagara Falls, right? It's about a two-hour window.
A community search party looked for her last night. ErieNet, the Internet Backbone Project, is moving forward. County officials hope to lay fiber lines in underserved communities as early as the fall. And the Bills drafted defensive end Carlos Basham and offensive tackle Spencer Brown yesterday. The draft wraps up today. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio. It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Derwald, Mr. Fitness. You know, I'm on a great team. Along with our executive producer, Joe Donesco, After 50 Magazine, and, of course, Senior Radio Buffalo, we want to send the message that we're all in this together and the best is yet to come.
Stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo because Mr. Fitness has a very important question. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? Coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for sunshine to fade behind clouds for today. It turns out breezy and there could be a shower or two this afternoon, a high of 52. Unsettled beginning tonight, clouds with showers and windy. Temperatures drop into the 40s but go back into the 50s then. Both tomorrow and Monday cloudy with some showers around, high 63 tomorrow and 64 on Monday. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Bill Decker.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, where all the latest information is here with all the most wonderful professional folks who can guide us down what is happening in this country and what we need to know. Well, I got to tell you, my first guest this morning is someone who has been on local radio a lot lately, because when it comes to a lot of legal matters, especially when it comes to discrimination, Lindy Korn is our expert here in Western New York. She's been on a lot lately with what's going on with the governor, et cetera, et cetera. So she is the owner and founder of the law offices of Lindy Korn. And Lindy, good morning. It's nice to have you back.
Well, good morning. It's always nice to be with you.
You know, I'm sorry to say we have so much to talk about, but until your work is done, apparently we will.
Well, I'm not sure. I think it's part of the human condition, but there certainly is a lot of activity.
All right, let's talk about something. This is, again, a brand new article that you sent us, and we're talking about Congress considering new legislation aimed at curtailing sexual misconduct in the federal judiciary. So explain to our audience what that means and who they're talking about.
So it's an effort, let me just say, that is backed by law professors and also something called the People's Parity Project and the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Courts and Intellectual Property and the Internet. And basically, it's looking at the lack of workplace protections at federal courts that they have created an environment susceptible to abuse and harassment. So one of the reasons I think this was earmarked by these professionals and brought to the committee is that what happens now is that when there is a complaint within the courts, whether it's against a judge or another court employee, but particularly if it's a judge, then the Judicial Council Reform and Judicial Conduct and Disability Act of 1980 provided that a misconduct probe would not occur if the judge left their appointment. So if a judge resigns and gets off the bench, that's the end of it. There's no investigation and the matter is not heard about. And so the professors on the committee are basically saying this is extraordinarily problematic and should be changed because complaints about potential misconduct, if they're not fully investigated, there's a real danger that that will be a chilling effect, first of all, for future plaintiffs to come forward. And also, if the misconduct is allowed to occur without response or sanction, or investigation, it only emboldens the offenders, and this lack of accountability would create a culture where misconduct is tolerated.
So, Lindy, this must have happened time and time again for this to come up.
Well, of course, I don't know, and of course there are always private settlements. But I do think that, we know there have been some issues raised with people at the highest, being considered the Supreme Court of the United States, it's really the court is no different than any other workplace, in my opinion, except, there's this image of this, these on high, in this case, federal, but it could be any judge. Who actually, write opinions and take care of some of these issues, and could they be the problem themselves is really the issue.
Uh-huh. It's interesting because this letter was submitted bipartisanly. Hank Johnson is a Democrat from Georgia, and ranking member Daryl Issa is a Republican from California. But what they're saying at that any new legislation aimed at addressing misconduct and protecting the approximately 30,000 members and employees of the judiciary must target four areas: prevention, detection, investigation, and remediation. Now, this is a letter. So how far does this go? Does this just suggest that there needs to be changes here?
Well, the thing is that usually when law professors, in this case, there's a Veronica Root Martinez and a Leah M. Littman, along with this People's Parities Project, Molly Coleman, they're the ones that wrote a three-page letter to the chair and ranking member of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Courts. So what I'm saying to you is they may have statistics, and they certainly will have substantive materials and perhaps even what we might call stories of things that went wrong. And the real danger here is if you just pass people along and you just let them leave without any accountability, it happens again.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
So I think that that's one of the things that's alarming. And I think actually this makes people believe in our democracy because we're not afraid to look at the court, to look at judges. They are humans, too. They are in the workplace, too. They are supervisors and bosses, too. They happen to wear a robe. They happen to have been chosen or elected. But they, should not be held to a different standard than everybody else is basically the thinking. And I can tell you that in my experience, and I'm speaking generally, the court has had its share of problems.
Well, you know, it's interesting because even on this letter, it says, despite experiences where people who worked for the judges were treated with respect and kindness, it says whether they were temporary employees like law clerks or permanent employees like legal assistants, many have not had positive experiences with the judges for whom they worked. So you're right. It's nice to see that this is actually being addressed now. Nobody is above the law.
And I think that this is a very sensitive area, and it's an area that nobody wants to handle because people who appear before judges don't want to be going against them.
Oh, of course. And it's also interesting that while this was going on, this letter, during the height of the Me Too movement in 2017, it says here the judicial system has been marred with complaints about sexual harassment and misconduct. So at the height of our awareness for the Me Too movement, this was going on. And that's very disappointing.
Well, the thing is, again, to me, it's part of the same problem.
Right.
It's about power and the abuse of power. It is about sex. It is about desire. It is where it's why pornography is a great business. I mean, why would anybody be surprised that the courts don't have a problem or do have a problem? The difference is that how it's handled has been treated, much more gingerly, much more privately. And in fact, as I said before, right now there really isn't somebody who's got a sexual harassment claim against them can agree to resign and it will not be investigated.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. So, I mean, I can imagine if, let's say, you are a judge in this case, perhaps you keep pushing that case back. Keep pushing it back because it may not be something you want to deal with and you're getting ready to retire. You push it back far enough or you begin it and then leave office, that doesn't have to be addressed anymore?
Well, not only is it not addressed, but you get all of your benefits. You get your full pension. You get your, whatever benefits for health insurance for the rest of your life. Whatever benefits come with a full pension, you would have all of that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's very different than somebody who's in a private place of employment and who is charged with this and who gets terminated.
Wow. You know, Lindy, the more we talk, the more mad I get at this whole system, just because now you're instructing me, you're actually telling me what the real rules are. It's amazing. Lindy Korn is with us. She is the owner and founder of the law offices of Lindy Korn, looking for justice for anyone with age discrimination, age and pregnancy, sexual, religious, gender issues. You can give Lindy's office a call and give her, let her know what's happening and let her help you. It's 856-CORN, 856-5676, or log on to BuffaloDiscriminationAttorney.com. Lindy, we've talked about how long you have been practicing law. Is this getting any better in all the years that you've been representing folks?
I don't think so. I think it's been flattened. I do think the hashtag MeToo movement is very important because for the very first time, people believe that if they complain, it might be worth it. Up until now, they are not believed. And again, I'm going back to Anita Hill because I respect her so much.
Me too.
And, she came out, she spoke her truth. She was not only not believed, she was shamed and blamed. And this was against someone who was going on the highest bench in the country.
I couldn't, I watched that diligently, and I couldn't understand how anyone could not believe her. I felt she was so brave and so strong for coming out. And every time now I hear, something from that particular justice, I still shake my head.
Well, I think she needs to be named to the Supreme Court.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is she doing now?
She was a professor, and right now I'm drawing a blank at what law school. But she's a beautiful person, beautiful soul, and she's elegant and outspoken. and she really deserves to be, to have an effect on the cases and the problems that go through the courts. And I guess I am publicly recommending her for a seat on the Supreme Court of the United States.
And that whole issue was with Justice Clarence Thomas, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, just want everybody to remember his name.
Yeah, but I think it would only be, it would be a fair piece of justice if she were named.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I had so much respect for her, and I just couldn't understand how.
But people looking at her, I'm sorry to interrupt
go ahead.
You, but people looking at her would say, if she can't be believed, what chance do I have?
That's right. Well, you know what? They weren't represented by Lindy Korn, so we're going to leave it there. Lindy's number is 856-CORN, 856-5676. Tell everyone you've heard Lindy here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Retirement should be a time to do the things that make you happy. Independent Health's $0 and Compass 65 Element HMO plan with prescription coverage makes that easy to do. We offer a range of Medicare plan options that fit your lifestyle and budget, and the Red Shirts are always here to help you so you can focus on making the most of your retirement. To learn more, visit www.redshirttreatment.com.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Due to the pandemic, our Treasures of Europe tour has been moved to next October 2021. What if I told you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Tours and Senior Radio makes that happen. This is a European trip of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the train to Luzern, one of Switzerland's most beautiful cities. Then on to Venice, discover the floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to the Academy Gallery to see the famous David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures, including a visit to the historic Colosseum and more. Call 877-262-4489 to reserve your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime experience, traveling October 2021.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, I love doing this show because I have learned so much in the last year and a half or so. I've learned a lot about Social Security. I've learned a lot about Medicare. I've learned a lot about the incredible opportunity to have someone like a financial advisor walk you through your retirement years. Because let me tell you, folks, we have all worked pretty darn hard our entire life. And I want to make sure that every dollar that I socked away is going to be maximized for me. I don't want to guess. I don't want to make a mistake. You can't do that. You really don't want to make a mistake once you start moving into retirement. You want to make sure you're right from the get-go. And that's why I love talking to someone like Stephen Elwell with Level Financial Advisors. Steve Elwell is the CFP partner and chief investment officer, and he and his team are ready to help you. They're going to answer questions that you didn't even know you had. They're going to give you information that you had no idea that this was a part of the game, okay? And I mean part of the financial picture that you move into as you retire. There's information you need to know about Medicare and Social Security and your investments. So we're going to talk about New York tax benefits and opportunities for retirees. And it's nice to know that there are some for us. So Stephen Elwell, it's nice to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I got to tell you, it truly, I had no idea that moving into retirement could have been such a minefield if I didn't turn to a financial advisor. You really, really are going to lose money somehow, some way, by not working with someone like yourself.
You know, there are so many different rules to follow and tax planning opportunities and Social Security claiming strategies and Medicare mines and all these things out there that is, you know, just so overwhelming for an individual or a couple to try and tackle on their own, that often what happens is people either make a mistake and can't fix it, or don't even know they've made a mistake or missed an opportunity and are completely unaware, which is almost just as bad.
Absolutely. And I hate to see that, but that's the way these laws are written. They're not written for people like me. They're written for attorneys and for hopefully financial advisors. You folks know, and you can keep an eye on this, and you can give us a heads up that these things are coming, and you can help us avoid and minimize the impact of getting hit with extra taxes and things like that.
That is definitely true. In fact, that's one of the reasons why, as a certified financial planner professional, which all of our advisors are, which is kind of rare in the financial advice world because there's not that many CFPs out there. That's why they require us to get 30 hours of continuing education every 2 years, is because this is constantly changing. I mean, tax code alone changes virtually every year in some type of way and sometimes has major overhauls. But, you know, when you think about that, you know, a lot of people think about taxes in terms of like federal taxes because that's kind of the, you know, the big chunk that you really end up paying.
Mm-hmm.
But here in New York, you know, as much as people like to knock on New York, there actually are some pretty significant tax benefits and potential opportunities for people that retire in New York. You know, I'll walk through them if that's okay with you.
I would love to hear them.
Yeah, a couple different things. You know, one thing I will say for those, you know, those that pack up and leave to a state like Florida, I mean, you can kind of forget a little bit the whole conversation because a state like Florida doesn't have any income tax at all. So you don't really need to think too much about something like that. So obviously, New York won't be able to compare to something like Florida from that, you know, one-on-one comparison. But, you know, let's talk about two of the most, maybe not too obvious, but simple things that New York does. And the first of which is New York does not tax any New York state pension or federal pension. So if you worked for the state of New York or you worked for the federal government, you have a pension, you're not paying any New York tax on that. And that's a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, work in either of those two areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're being paid by the state of New York, maybe you're a state trooper or something like that.
Yeah, if you had a pension that was coming from that service,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you would fall under a scenario where you're not paying New York tax on that income,
okay,
even though you're getting that every year in retirement for the rest of your life. New York also does not tax Social Security,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people are not aware of. Now, most states don't tax Social Security, but, you know, some do. But New York, fortunately, is one of the states that does not tax Social Security.
Okay.
So that is certainly helpful.
Right.
Many people, and I won't go too deep down this rabbit hole, but many people are well aware of the STAR exemption that they get for property tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one. But then also when you hit 65, there's the opportunity for an enhanced STAR exemption depending on what your income looks like, which is a planning opportunity, right?
Mm.
If your income's too high, maybe you don't get that. So maybe if you can, you know, finagle your finances in a way, or we can help you strategize in a way to stay below some of these phase outs for that type of STAR exemption, the enhanced STAR exemption, you know, something that you might be able to save yourself some money on if you plan accordingly. So that, you know, that's an opportunity. But the biggest one of all, I saved the best for last. Most people are unaware that when you turn 59 and a half, if you're 59 and a half or older, and you take money out of a retirement account like a 401k or a IRA or a 403b, the first $20,000 per year per person is exempt from New York taxes.
Mm, yes.
So let me say that again.
Yes.
The first $20,000 per year per person is exempt from New York tax. So let's say you had a married couple and you needed money to live off in retirement, and you took all $40,000 from one person's IRA. Well, 20 of it would be exempt, and the other 20 you'd have to pay tax on.
Okay. Okay.
But what if you changed that strategy where you took $20,000 from one person and $20,000 from the other?
Right.
Now all of it's exempt.
Oh, good. Smart.
Right. So now we're playing to New York's rules, and those, you can't share that as a married couple, right? Like if I don't use it, my wife can't use my portion. So, and that's a per year thing. So, right, here's some planning opportunity for us, depending on, as we look at a married couple's finances together in retirement, where do we take money from? That's a pretty big thing to be aware of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Steve, I will say this. A lot of people will say, oh, you know, I'd like to have a financial advisor, but I don't think I have enough money to go down that, you know, to go that route. And you know, Steve, from everything that I have learned from talking to you with Level Financial Advisors, even if that's the case, it's even more important to have a financial advisor, because you can maximize everything that somebody has worked for and has, and can help them make that last throughout the years.
Yeah, as people come to us, you know, we specialize really with people that are about to enter retirement or recently retired. But even for people that don't necessarily fit that demographic, at a minimum, part of our responsibility is to point you in the right direction, to still be helpful, even if you might not be our specialized wheelhouse. We kind of think of it as of like if you had a heart problem, you go to a cardiologist. You don't go to a regular doctor because you have a specialized problem. So our job is just to simply be helpful. That's like point number one, whether you're about to retire or not. So, you know, that's definitely true that no matter what someone's situation looks like, we are trying to be helpful, even if that means pointing them in a direction that better fits what their particular situation is.
Absolutely. And everybody, we're listening to Stephen Elwell, who is the CFP Partner and Chief Investment Officer at Level Financial Advisors. I'm going to give you their number again. It's 634-6113. Call them today and tell everybody you heard about Steve on Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman. The family of the missing Sanaya Dennis is still desperate for answers. The 19-year-old student at Buffalo State College has been missing since last Saturday. Dennis's family is still wondering about that cell phone that was last pinged in Niagara Falls on Sunday.
Our video shows our student in the residence hall on Saturday at about 11:04. On Monday, we got the welfare check call. And
Sunday.
Then
Sunday.
Monday.
No, Sunday evening.
Sunday. She has a record on her phone.
Sunday evening.
It's Sunday.
I left on Monday, and that's how I arrived here, like in the middle of the night going into Tuesday.
A community search party looked for her last night in the falls. ErieNet, the Internet Backbone Project, is moving forward. County officials hope to lay fiber lines in areas underserved with internet as early as this fall, thanks to money from the American Rescue Plan. And the Bills have three picks in the final day of the NFL draft today. Yesterday, they took defensive end Carlos Bassam Jr. and offensive tackle Spencer Brown in the second and third round. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman.
It's time for 2 minutes with Mr. Fitness.
Recently, I had occasion to ride the subway, and I couldn't help but overhearing the conversation of two women who were sitting behind me. And they were talking about their girlfriend, their mutual girlfriend, and how she had just turned 50. But she had called one of these ladies and said, "I cried all day. It was my birthday. I just turned 50. You turned 50 and you're crying? I wish I was 50. I wish I was 60. I wish I was 70.
You wish you were 80.
You're right. I do. I wish I were 80. Boy, oh boy, 50 and you cried all day. One thing, though, too, we cannot be fixated on age, but we can't use our age as an excuse not to do things. We have to... Oh, I can't go out because it's too windy. I don't want to go to this concert. I think I'll skip that social engagement tonight. I'm getting older now and I should... That's not taking care of yourself. That's hurting yourself. Activity is major, all right? I'd like to talk about a personal hero of mine, a personal idol, Satchel Paige. Satchel Paige was born in Mobile, Alabama. He was the seventh of 12 children. At that time, in that area, they didn't give out birth certificates. So Satchel was never quite sure of how old he was. But the reporters knew that he had been playing for years in the old Negro League before he got to the American League. And a reporter stopped him and said, "Mr. Paige, can you tell me how old are you?" He stood there and thought. He just looked at the reporter and said, "How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?" A lesson from Satchel Paige.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino, happily with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you're having a great weekend so far, and we're here to only make that better. So, by the way, if you ever have a question about any of our guests or something you've heard on our show, and you want to be more of a part of the show, why don't you call our Linda line and let us know what you're thinking. That Linda line is 324-5222, 324-5222, and that is sponsored by our good friends at Independent Health. You know, we have been hearing some really good information and great advice on our ongoing Mr. Fitness segments about Richard Derwald and his son, Richie. We've been talking about putting together a tremendous effort to enhance messages about mental health. So many people have been alone during this pandemic. So many people are facing a lot of issues they never thought would happen to them. You know, maybe this is the time you retired. Now you find yourself alone just because of the pandemic. And as we know, we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, but it's still there. So we thought we would start to talk about that again this morning, about additional help that's available. And we're doing that with the perfect person, because Mark O'Brien is the Commissioner of Mental Health in Erie County. And you know, Mark O'Brien is local. He's a Grand Island resident and licensed clinical social worker, senior human services professional with extensive clinical, administrative, and executive level achievements in healthcare, behavioral health, and child welfare services. So Mark just doesn't talk the talk. He walks the walk. And we want you to know that the Erie County Department of Mental Health promotes hope, recovery, and improved quality of life. So you can visit their website for a guide of coping tips and resources to help with the ongoing mental health impact of the pandemic. Now write this down. It's erie.gov/mental health. So good morning, Mark O'Brien. And it has been wonderful that I know on our ongoing segments with Mr. Fitness, you've been helping out with that. And maybe you can tell us how the changes we are experiencing because of the pandemic has affected mental health in general.
Well, good morning, Linda. You know, this has really been the pandemic has really been an equal opportunity, you know, disease, mm-hmm. if you will. Nobody is immune from its effects. You know, folks who did not have prior existing mental health concerns have been really struggling with feelings of anxiety, depression, loneliness, isolation, you know, really some worry about where are things at, where are going, and, you know, and could I get it? Could my lifestyle be impacted? Could I lose somebody I love? And you know what? There's some things you look at here, and when we talk about reaction to the pandemic or anything, first of all, you want to look at what is a normal reaction to a normal situation. And you want to look at what's a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. Next is what's an abnormal reaction to a normal situation. And finally, what's an abnormal reaction to an abnormal situation. We are clearly in abnormal times.
Yes.
We are clearly there.
Mm-hmm.
And so really one way to look at it is, first of all, what is a normal reaction to an abnormal situation?
Okay. What is it?
And well, you know, when people talk about anxiety by definition is free-floating fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Free-floating, unfocused fear. And you look at this pandemic, and I'm going to get to what you said about the light at the end of the tunnel, but over the last 6 months or so, was there something to be worried about? And the answer is yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely. And, you know, when we have something out there, there are two things we can do. Are there things that we can do to change things and control things? And if not, what can we do to cope, endure, and persevere?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an abnormal situation that hits everybody. So if a normal reaction is, am I anxious about this because I could get this? Well, you know what? Anxiety can be a healthy thing, mm-hmm. in measured dosages.
Right. So our anxiety, to a point, is normal. It's a normal response to this because we are so out of control.
Absolutely. Not only can it be a normal response, it can be a healthy response.
Mm-hmm.
If you're back in your school days, and maybe your senior listeners are still back in the school days, but they don't have the pressure of testing. But when you were anxious before a test, well, what was your way of doing it? You studied.
Mm-hmm.
You prepared for it. That anxiety motivated you.
True.
So now some level of anxiety can be healthy. You say, okay, I'm going to take reasonable and measured precautions. And those precautions are well laid out, masking, social distancing, hand washing, that type of thing. But now there is a real light, I think, at the end of the tunnel with these vaccines that are really proving to be very safe, very effective, and they're guarding against people being hospitalized and dying, and that really is good news.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let me ask you a question, Mark, because you hear from so many people in Erie County. Do you think that seniors have a greater mental health risk during this time than the general population?
Well, you know, it really depends on their circumstances. You know, people get into that different developmental stage of life at seniors, and I hate to admit it, but I'm going to be turning 64 this year, so you know, I'm having people ask me about, you know, using a senior discount. So I guess I'm, you know, a member of the club myself.
Right.
hey,
join the club. It's a nice club. I like it.
You know what? Exactly. I'll tell you what. I love it. I would not want to go back and repeat any phase of my life. I find that the people who are the happiest and best adjusted are the ones who are okay where they're at.
That's a very, very profound thing to say. Yes, you're happy where you're at. I like that.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, because if you're not where you're at, then where are you? So with seniors, it really depends. And people really need three things, among others, but from a psychological point of view, they really need purpose, hope, and connection.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, purpose, what's my reason for getting up tomorrow?
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a job, but what am I looking forward to? And this pandemic has interrupted that for many people. And people in retirement, I mean, many people I know who are in retirement are busier now, were busier now than they were when they worked.
Isn't that true? We always say, how did we ever have time to work?
Exactly. But the thing is, they get to choose what they're doing. Sometimes
yes.
It's volunteer work, sometimes it's with grandkids. And that kind of, so that's very important. And it's being able to preserve as best you can what you have and focus on it. You know, I don't know how many of your listeners are skiers, but I'm a MASH watcher, like
mm-hmm.
a lot of people. It was one of my favorite shows, and I'm reminded of the psychiatrist, Sidney Freeman.
I loved him.
I love him. And he said this three times. He said, ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull on your pants and slide on the ice. And really what it is when you're going downhill, you're on good snow, you're making your curves and this kind of stuff, you hit a patch of ice, that's not the time to turn. You slide through it till you get to good snow and now make your turn. Like you do on the road, you hit a patch of ice, you slide through it, get to that dry road and keep going.
Mark,
and that's what we got going now.
That is great advice. Maybe you can tell us about some other factors our listeners should know about maintaining their personal mental health, fitness, nutrition, faith, things like that.
Well, you know what? Probably things that they've heard a ton of times from you and Mr. Fitness, who I call the ever-ready bunny.
He's the best.
Oh, my goodness. He is nothing short of amazing. Is the things that we just need to be more planful
mm-hmm.
about it because, you know, our ability to get out and interact and that kind of thing, it's interrupted. So what are the things that give today purpose? For example, exercise. It really is important to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
The hormones and pheromones that it releases are really, really important. So it's built in that time. To be honest with you, I find myself working out now. I mean, I still go to work and I get out to the office. But I'm probably on that elliptical 6 days a week.
Wow, that's great. And I'm just lucky, loving the fact that we're getting a little more sunshine every day. And that couldn't come at a better time.
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful to see it. And to get that vitamin C is really important. So that's good. And nutrition is to eat well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, food is medicine. And they say that. And it really is true. And you can't exercise your way out of a bad diet.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at that, too. Okay, you're right. You can't say, well, okay, because I'm doing this, I can do this later. It doesn't work that way, as we all know from looking at our waistlines.
absolutely. And I had, I don't have any stake in this, but I have been informed of an app that I started using last year that I exercise regularly and have for years, including cycling, and I could not lose any weight. Now, I'm not a big person, but I started this app. It's almost like a Weight Watchers, and I've been maintaining 25 pounds down, and I feel great.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Let me ask you this. We're speaking with Mark O'Brien, Commissioner of Mental Health in Erie County, and we're down to our last minute. Mark, do you think that people are watching a little bit too much TV, and they're getting themselves overloaded with too much information, and that causes more anxiety?
The answer is an unequivocal yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is stay informed, but don't drown in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You need to know what's going on. Watch the news and that type of thing. But this 24-hour news cycle where you're just constantly getting inundated with this, and sometimes it's reliable information, sometimes it's not, is really, you know, stay up to date, stay abreast of it, but give yourself some psychological space.
Well said. This is Mark O'Brien, everyone, Commissioner of Mental Health in Erie County. A great message right now. And folks, if you would like to know more or visit the department that he's working with to get help for yourself, erie.gov/mental health.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Retirement should be a time to do the things that make you happy. Independent Health's $0 and Compass 65 Element HMO plan with prescription coverage makes that easy to do. We offer a range of Medicare plan options that fit your lifestyle and budget, and the Red Shirts are always here to help you so you can focus on making the most of your retirement. To learn more, visit www.redshirttreatment.com.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Due to the pandemic, our Treasures of Europe tour has been moved to next October 2021. What if I told you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Colette Guided Tours and Senior Radio makes that happen. This is a European trip of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the train to Luzern, one of Switzerland's most beautiful cities. Then on to Venice, discover the floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to the Academy Gallery to see the famous David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures, including a visit to the historic Colosseum and more. Call 877-262-4489 to reserve your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime experience, traveling October 2021.
Welcome back, everyone, here to Senior Radio Buffalo. We're unique. We're here every weekend for you on Radio 930 WBEN. Linda Pellegrino sitting here enjoying what I'm looking at. And what I'm looking at is our incredible brochure of our wonderful Treasures of Europe trip that is coming up this October 21st through November 2nd. Now, we have all seen way too much of the inside of our homes this past year. If you have just said, you know what, now I know what it's like not to be able to go somewhere, I am not going to miss an opportunity to see the world. And we invite you to come with us because Senior Radio Buffalo knows how to travel the world. We do this with Colette Tours. This trip is called Treasures of Europe from London to Rome. And it will be leaving this year, October 21st through November 2nd. It's the same trip that we weren't able to go on last year because of COVID, but now it looks like a different story. And believe me, everything still will be very, very taken care of to keep you safe from COVID. Let's welcome in Kevin Ferguson from Colette Travel. And Kevin, the one thing I want to let people know, because it's very important to a lot of people in Buffalo, is that this trip will be leaving and returning to Toronto, but our listeners don't have to drive to Toronto. We're going to take care of that and pick everybody up in Buffalo. And boy, that's just right there. That's that would have been a deal breaker for some folks.
Absolutely. And that's the stuff here is that it's from when you're leaving your house, you don't want to have to think too hard and look to find where the parking spots are. We're going to take care of that for you and get that drive over the border taken care of right there to start this trip off right for you.
Absolutely. We have tour guides with us. We have onboard hosts on the coaches. You never have to worry or wonder about where we're going. And what's wonderful is that with all of the sites included in this trip, we do have some other excursions if you'd like to go places on your own. But there's also enough downtime, too, if you just want to, you know, to land in London and walk around a little bit.
That's exactly right here. Is that what's nice is that this is not going to be, you know, there is flexibility. There is free time. There is, you know, you're not just twiddling your thumbs going, where do I go next? There are opportunities for you depending on how much or how little you want to experience. But starting in London, I mean, when our first day is that your tour manager is going to give you options, ideas of where to go, what to see, and what to do. Really, our second day in London is when we're going to have our city tour, and that will allow you to be able to experience the city and kind of give you a higher perspective on things. Usually afterwards is when people go, oh, gosh, you know, I went by Harrods. I'd love to go look in Harrods mm-hmm. or go into the British Museum and stuff like that. And you do have that free time and flexibility there. Absolutely. And all throughout this journey, when we're in Paris, have the opportunity of taking an optional tour to the Louvre, where you'll have the opportunity of seeing more than a million precious works of art, including Venus de Milo and the Mona Lisa and much more.
And we're going to do this effectively because after London, we get on the Eurostar train. Oh, I can't wait for that. That's that high-speed train that everybody's talked about.
Absolutely. I mean, this goes literally 185 miles an hour, and you won't feel it because it's smooth, and we get from London Paincross Station right over to Gare du Nord in Paris, a little over 2 hours, and we're going right under the English Channel, believe it or not, and we're just whisked away and brings us right into the City of Light, where we're going to be able to see the art and experience the food and see the fashion of this captivating capital city of France.
And yeah, Kevin, I want to make sure that people know that many meals are involved and of course included in our trip as we always do, but one very special meal will actually be served within the Eiffel Tower. We're actually going to eat up there. I can't wait.
Yeah, and actually, just looking at things is that I've seen a lot of the times is in the past with the Eiffel Tower. It depends if it's open. They were doing some construction work on this. Mm-hmm. Is that when the Eiffel Tower is not open for dining, what we do as a alternative is that we do a dinner cruise on the Seine River, where we're able to float down the Seine, see everything glittered and luminescing at night, and it just makes for an absolutely amazing backdrop. So I always want to point out these two things is that, yeah, we dine at the Eiffel Tower, and if we can't, we have this amazing dinner cruise where we're floating down the Seine and seeing that Eiffel Tower.
Oh, so, okay, either one, I'm good.
Yeah. You're not going to go hungry. You're not going to go thirsty with us for sure as well.
And so, I want to let people know that you'll have an opportunity, of course, to visit the museums. And then what's nice after France is that we take another high-speed train and we head to Switzerland. Now, what's cool about all this is that we're going at the perfect time. October 21st through November 2nd means we're done with the heat and the incredible busyness of Europe with tour season. And we're moving into what they call that shoulder season. And it's a great time to be there because it just seems like it's much less crowded but still so beautiful. climate-wise?
You're exactly right. Roughly, it's the same weather as what we have here in Buffalo at this time. When you start looking at the averages, now we can't be that Al Roker and say this is what the weather's going to be like in several months' time. But it is perfect traveling weather, exactly as you alluded to here, Linda.
And
yeah,
from that point, we're moving on to Venice, Florence, and all of the beauty, the Renaissance, the Michelangelo's David. Then from there, we actually go on to Rome. So with everyone's questions, Kevin, I want them to know that on April 8th, you are conducting a webinar for people who might be interested in our trip.
For sure. And I mean, the question that first is we're going to talk about is the elephant in the room, that is the pandemic. What has Colette done to mitigate, and how are things going to be? And the travel industry has been extremely impacted over this last year. Colette, what we were able to do is over this time, we've given back over $130 million in cash refunds. We've been able to, for those that didn't want to travel in 2020 or even into 2021, what we also were able to do is that we were able to price protect those people that were going to go on this trip here with Senior Radio Buffalo last year. We were able to price lock it in for the same rate here in 2021. Again, so that's, it's important to know that.
Absolutely.
We want to let them to know. We want to let you know here is that safety and security is our number one most important things. So we will be talking about some of those kind of the frequently asked questions of, you know, what's required? What do we need to do? And especially for those who are interested, and even those who have already signed up, because we've got a couple dozen that are already signed up on this journey here, is that, you know, to get those questions out in the open. We want to just let you know, hey, let's lay it out for you. Let's tell you about how, you know, what we're doing, how we're handling it, knowing that safety and security is of uttermost importance for us. And lastly is that let's go out and travel again. Let's see these amazing spots here. And things are going to be touch and go over the next several months here. But we are very, very optimistic that things will be opening up here for us for the fall and later in the fall of 2021.
Yes, and of course, insurance is always available, and the price for this trip hasn't changed since last year. The double price, that's for two people, it's double occupancy. So it would be $49.99 per person, double occupancy. And if you're a single traveler, it's $59.99, okay? Let me give you the number. It's 877-262-4489. Once again, that's Kevin Ferguson from Colette Travel. Please call because this trip is half full. 877-262-4489, and we'll see you in Europe.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls. An Odyssey station.